Indulge in all your holiday faves this season, knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves with Ka'Chava's all-in-one nutrition shake. It's your post-holiday recovery kit with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. And it actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you can even savor the season and enjoy getting the nutrition you need. There are endless ways to personalize your Ka'Chava, whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee. With every 2 scoops of Ka'Chava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Ka'Chava.com and use code NEWS for 15% off. That's Ka'Chava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life, a life savings company for your journey to and through retirement.
We're going across to the Antipodes now, to Australia, where reports are that around 9 people have been killed, more than a dozen wounded, when gunmen opened fire during a Hanukkah celebration at Sydney's Bondi Beach today. New South Wales police saying that 2 people have been taken into custody, and the Australian Broadcasting Corporation saying at least one of the gunmen is among those killed. And obviously we're at the early stages of reporting, and data is, and details are only just emerging. We have with us Jack Han, who is a news reporter at the Today Show based in Sydney. Jack, the details that we have thus far, I realise there is still information emerging. Can you just give us a confirmation of the casualty numbers, victim numbers, and also details of what happened?
Look, I hate to bring this to you and your audience this morning, but unfortunately the death toll has just risen. Confirmation from local police here that at least 10 people have been killed in this mass shooting on Bondi Beach. We have at least 16 people that are right now in hospital. And it pains me to say that at least one of those patients is at the Sydney Children's Hospital, which would suggest to you, and obviously means, that a child has been involved in this incident. A mass shooting at Bondi Beach, 6 o'clock in the evening. It was beautiful here. About a 25-degree day. The sun was setting. Bondi Beach, you guys know it well. It's a popular spot around the world, and it was packed with people when all of a sudden police say 2 gunmen opened fire with large long-arm rifles. And we live in Australia, you know, much the same way you are. You hear the sound of gunfire, and initially you would confuse it for fireworks or perhaps a car backfiring, and that's what people did. They turned and then they saw this carnage unfolding, people dropping to the ground. And again, I will keep the details appropriate for this time of the morning, but, you know, this is just a terrible situation. We've had these 2 gunmen, then we've got these brave police officers, all right? So we've got 2 general duties officers. I mean, you're on the beat in Bondi Beach. What do you expect to deal with? Not this. They rock up. Unfortunately, it's confirmed that at least one officer has been killed confronting these shooters, another one seriously hurt. So the situation, as I speak to you right now, it's 9:30 here in Sydney. This situation played out by and large about 3 hours ago, and it's still very active here at Bondi Beach. They've had to set up a makeshift hospital here to just stabilise the patients before taking them to hospital. In terms of the backstory to this, police telling us there was this Jewish event nearby. Was it targeted? It's too early to say. However, I can tell you, and again, I'm only bringing you confirmed information. Unfortunately, I can report that improvised explosive devices have been found on Bondi Beach as well. Thankfully, they did not detonate, but a terrible situation unfolding here in Sydney as I join you this morning.
And from what I'm seeing from some of the social media video that is circulating, there appears to be evidence of extraordinary courage and bravery on display from the officers that responded.
Yes, indeed. And I will caution you and your listeners, stuff spreads very quickly around the world, and if you are seeing some of this footage, particularly if you have children on social media, it's probably a good idea to give them a warning, because Bondi Beach, thousands of people there, plenty of phones, and this horrific carnage has been captured. But you are right, a whole lot of bravery from officers as well, and also from general members of the public. I saw a video of this one man who confronted the shooter, tried taking the gun off him and trying to apprehend the suspect with the gun, and that didn't work, and that bystander thought, right, I'm running away, So, look, there's a whole lot of vision at the moment. The situation as it stands, unfortunately, we do have 10 people dead, 16 in hospital. As I mentioned, one child is right now in hospital. We've got a makeshift hospital also set up there at Bondi Beach, and we know that Jewish celebrations across Australia have been cancelled. It is horrific. People have described the scene as a war zone at Bondi Beach this afternoon with this carnage. And I can tell you that the Australian Prime Minister has set up a national security meeting as well. We're seeing a whole bunch of public events being cancelled. And the fear now, it's hard to articulate the fear here in Sydney. There's now been multiple reports around of people going, oh, well, this looks suspicious. Oh, I've heard a car backfire, that might be shots.
Well, that was Jack Han there reporting for us, just the line dropped at the end. Jack Han, news reporter at the Today Show based in Sydney. Absolutely horrendous attack. And I suppose if there is any solace to be taken from it, it is what Jack was saying there, that explosive devices found which hadn't been detonated on the beach.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Indulge in holiday cravings with the nutrition you need from Kachava's All-in-One Whole Body Shake. It's 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Savor the season knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves. With Kachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS for 15% off.